From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel program. We will be returning to our study of John chapter 2 and the wedding at Cana of Galilee in a few moments. But before we do that, I want to pay a brief tribute to a dear servant of God who has gone home to her eternal reward. On Saturday the 3rd of May, Mrs. Margaret Craig went to be with Christ suddenly and unexpectedly. Margaret had for years served the Lord faithfully, witnessing to His grace and His power through her beautiful singing. Lord's Day evenings and many, many weeknights, she was to be found in Free Presbyterian churches, in mission halls, in gospel tents and open-air meetings, telling forth the glories of her Saviour in her rich soprano tones. Margaret's pilgrimage is over. She was ready to go to be with Christ. The last church she sang in was Hillsborough Free Presbyterian Church on Lord's Day, the 26th of April. On Monday, the 5th of May, that is last Monday, her funeral service was conducted in that very church. She was clearly loved by many. The esteem in which she was held may be estimated by the fact that some 1,000 people crowded into Hillsborough Church for the funeral service. To her husband Wesley, her son Andrew and his wife, her daughter Patricia and her husband, and her daughter Sharon, and to her grandchildren, we offer our sincere sympathy. I'd like to play a hymn from a CD I have of her singing. It's called All the Way My Saviour Leads Me. It bears witness to her faith in Christ, and I trust that it will speak to your soul. And if you're not saved, then oh, learn today that we know not what a day will bring forth. Here's the late Margaret Craig singing, All the Way My Saviour Leads Me.
Beside, and I bow to send her mercy.
That was Margaret Craig, who recently went to be with Christ. Will you turn with me now quickly, please, to John chapter 2. We're going to look at the verse 3 today. Last week we considered how wise were the young couple whose wedding is here referred to in these verses. They invited Christ and his disciples to the wedding. We spent some time considering just what the Lord has to say in his word about marriage. Well, today I wish to consider something else from this passage. It is this: in the best planned days, something may very unexpectedly go astray. It is then that the blessing of having Christ with us becomes very obvious. We are told in verse 3 that they ran out of wine. Let us learn from this that difficulties and problems may arise in our life despite our best efforts. We are no match for the problems that arise in life. We can never anticipate them all, nor take adequate precautions against them. What happened at this wedding is illustrative of this fact. Just as there were limitations upon this family's resources, so are there limitations upon our abilities to cope with life and the problems which arise within it. Man would like to consider himself self-sufficient, but he is not. Day and daily we must rely upon others doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We depend upon others growing our food, providing our milk, providing our electricity, our telephone, our water supply, and a thousand other items every day. Were those who supply these items not there, we would not know where to start going about meeting our own demands. As the baby needs the care and provision of its parents to meet its essential requirements, or else it will die, so we who begin in such helplessness continue throughout our life to rely upon others doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Hospitals, doctors, nurses, all speak of man's need of the help of his fellow man to survive for just a little time in this world. When we begin to consider the realm of the spiritual and the eternal, then we see that there is a world of requirements which we cannot possibly supply for ourselves. Many preach man's need to work out his own salvation, but in truth, he who cannot meet all his needs to survive life's short physical journey cannot possibly accomplish that which he needs to do to safeguard his eternal life. As sinners, we must face the problem of a depraved nature, which the Bible says is incapable of doing one good deed. There is no man that sinneth not. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. That is a most unpalatable truth for man to swallow, but it has to be faced. Man, whose inabilities to provide for his physical life on his own, most certainly cannot provide for his eternal necessities on his own. Again, as sinners we must face the need of appeasing God's wrath, which our breaking of his law has incurred. Please make no mistake about this. Our sin brings the wrath of God upon us. I am not talking about the sins of a Hitler or some other monster of iniquity incurring God's wrath, but rather every one of us are under the wrath of God, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3 and 23, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6 and 23. Now how does man who is incapable of doing good hope to make provisions whereby he shall appease God for the sins which he continually commits? In Romans chapter 2 and the verse 6 we are told that God will render to every man according to his deeds. And if our deeds are nothing but sinful, then what God will render unto us is judgment. Since our best deeds are stained by sin, then only damnation is that which we may expect being rendered unto us as a result of us doing our very best. This solemn, dreadful truth is illustrated for us here in John chapter 2 in the verse 3. They have no wine. The best efforts of this family have failed to prevent this problem, and now that it has arisen, they do not know what to do. That is the state that sinful man is in. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, prayed, "We have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do." 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and the verse 12. That is what we must do with our insurmountable problem. We must come to the Lord with our needs and look to Him alone for help. Mary here shows us what to do with the great problem of man's redemption. We must come to Christ. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Let us forsake our own efforts at salvation and bring our helplessness and our hopelessness to Christ. Next week we will consider what it was that Mary said to the Savior and the answer that He gave to her. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.